Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 14th of January, 2024. The Bible reading today is from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 to 6. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Today's article, titled Absorbing the Evil, was written by Wynne Collier. The 2011 Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster caused by an earthquake released massive amounts of toxins and forced more than 150,000 residents to evacuate. One local said, "It is as if an invisible snow had fallen on Fukushima and continued to fall, covering the area." High radiation showed up in crops, meat, and hotspots miles and miles away from the plant. To combat the poisons, locals began planting sunflowers, flora known to absorb radiation. They planted more than 200,000 seeds, and millions of sunflowers now bloom in Fukushima. The sunflower, operating through God's design, acts similarly in some small way to Jesus' own cosmic act aimed at healing the entire world. Christ took up our pain into his own body and bore our suffering. He absorbed it into his very being. All the evil, violence, and toxins of our world, all the ways we humans destroy ourselves. He absorbed all our wrongs. On the cross, Jesus was pierced, not for his wrongdoing, but rather for our transgressions. And since he died for our sins, we can be made whole. It's by his wounds that we are healed. Christ doesn't merely forgive us from afar. He takes on himself all our toxic evil. Jesus absorbs it all. And then he spiritually heals us. Let's pray. Dear God, you have defended me, protected me, and come alongside me. Help me to act more and more on behalf of others. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries. God bless you.